campfire season's back, and that means s'mores. But when you're at home treating yourself, take them over ice with Dunkin' S'mores Cold Brew Concentrate. And suddenly you're always treating yourself. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be. Click or tap the banner to shop now.
I'm doing it because, first of all, it was presented as maybe this is a beginning to heal America. No, I don't have some sort of complex where I think I can heal America. I can't. Okay, let's get that clear. I'm not going to be healing America. But if two guys who've been at each other for so long, I mean, it's kind of a Nixon to China thing. I have the credential. There was nobody who was harder on Trump or more prescient about the fact that he wasn't going to leave office voluntarily than I was. I feel like I have the credentials. But they also respect me because I'm honest about the woke train to crazy town. And I don't shrink from that. And I've also lost a lot of fans for that. The woke people have left the building and I'm willing to make that sacrifice. But it does give you a certain credibility.
I agree. Bill Maher is going to the White House on Monday, and he's going because Kid Rock is friends with both of them. He said, how would you like to go see the president? He goes, I would do it. He goes, I'll make it happen. President said, let's do it. They're going to make it happen on Monday. Kid Rock's going to come on with us on Tuesday on Fox and Friends. But more importantly, Kennedy is here now.
That's right.
It's so rude for me to talk about other people in front of you.
I've got the credibility to be here, Brian.
Right. That's all I care about. You're not in that woke mania. You're not woke anymore, right?
I don't know that I ever was.
True. I'm thinking of somebody else. My fault. Your thoughts.
You're thinking of Douglas Kennedy, who also works here.
Right.
Yeah.
Once in a while. When he can.
Very busy.
Right.
Always on assignment.
Right. It's true. And most of his big stories. Kennedy, for you, your thoughts about Bill Maher going to the White House?
I'm not, like, at some point, maybe in 2016 or 2017, this would have been big news. Everyone's been there. You know, it's like Mark Zuckerberg went to the White House. I think he's got a little bit more sway, realistically, than Bill Maher. I honestly think, and I've known Bill Maher for a long time. I was on one of his very first shows in 1993 and was a regular on Politically Incorrect when it was on Comedy Central and ABC. I was only on his HBO show once, and I made him so mad that I called his executive producer Scott Carter and said, hey, I want to come on. I've got a book coming out. And he said, Bill, we'll never have you on again.
What'd you do?
I challenged him about atheism, and it made his audience very mad, and it made him very mad. But at the time, like, he was a raging atheist progressive. And I called BS, and he thought that I talked too much. You're wearing an IFB. His producer could have said, hey, let someone else jump in here. They didn't. And I think, you know, he's just being very opportunistic. A lot of people went to Mar-a-Lago after the election when he won. I think Bill Maher has lost a big part of his audience, and he wants the Joe Rogan audience. He wants the Brodians. And, you know, it's like maybe some people will see him as a straight shooter. And, you know, I think he will be deeply charmed by the president. And I think that he has tried for a long time to tear him down, as the New York Times did and CNN and MSNBC have, and it didn't work. So, you know, I guess that's how you survive, is you do a political 180 mm-hmm. and pretend that, you know, you're really doing it instead of, like, desperately trying to claw back market share. You're doing it because you are so true to heart.
Everything you said was right, especially this stuff about you. Right, because
I believe you are. Yeah, I had a first-person experience.
Right, so. I don't need a second source. Although, Allison, if you would work on one, somebody else on the panel. But
Mario Batali was on that show, and Martin Bashir. Martin Bashir has since been completely discredited. He was the one who interviewed Princess Diana and completely lied to her and forged all those documents that she was being spied upon.
Yes,
and then he also did the Michael Jackson documentary, where Michael Jackson was holding hands with a very young adolescent. And the producers looked at this and like, bro, you need to press him on this. Like, you are way too friendly. We may have, you know, some illegal activity here. And so Bashir had to go back. And that's when he like, his journalistic instincts completely failed him in the moment. So he had to go back and shoot another interview. And he was like, Michael, are you a pedophile? Or he's like, pedophile. But he has since totally been discredited because of the Princess Diana stuff. So he was on with Bill Maher when I was there.
So the difference between with Bill Maher and Scarborough, for example. Mm-hmm. They just ripped him every day. I mean, they were just more outraged every day. I'm busy at that time, but I watch clips back, and Allison will tell me, he's like, you know, I know you don't, you know, watch the morning show, but they're going crazy on Trump on X, Y, every day.
Yeah.
Not even like, well, he's doing this
part
right.
Part of his strategy, but Marr was part of that strategy too.
But I would say this. So they would come out. Then all of a sudden one day he goes, yeah, we went last night. We went and we told him, let's start fresh. Excuse me. Let's start fresh. He's a devil. He's Nazi. He's going to destroy America.
He's worse. He's worse than Hitler.
But I was watching Bill Maher. You know him much better than I do. I never watched Politically Incorrect. But I was just watching and I'm saying to myself, out of all the left wing shows, I'm like, why? I could use that monologue on this show. Okay. Well, that's kind of cool. I heard about that. And Trump's making sense here. And he was one of the first on the left to stay on the left and say, indicates like, well, this makes sense. Well, that's wrong. And I thought it was interesting because he was doing it to the face of his liberal pundits, yes, or whatever they call panelists. So I do think this is interesting in that he pointed out a lot of the things that was bothering him is that the politically incorrect stuff left a lot of people behind, including the green mania that happened. He's like, really? We have on the West Coast, this is working for us. This is working for us with gas prices so high and taxes so high and these and all the stuff that you and I talk
and
about.
Utility and you prices live out there. Went up. Yeah.
So I thought that he's I always took it as more sincere, but I don't know him personally.
I don't think it's insincere. I just don't think he's as much of a hero as he's painting himself. And, you know,
I think he really
wanted to be liked by the left for a long time. And he didn't start out that way. He definitely started out more libertarian and then drifted left when progressivism made purchase and became more popular. And, you know, he wanted to be adored. He has a massive ego. I mean, I guess you know what that's like.
You
Brian,
mean, you're talking about
because- you're a media titan and you broadcast 6 hours a day. I mean, you're impossible to be around, but.
Talking about me? That really hurts. I mean, now we have something for the promo.
You're a wonderful mentor. Now I know and one of the easiest going people in the building.
How about this, Kennedy? Now I'm going to ban you from my show, too. That's two shows. You can call Allison all you want. Sorry, never again. She talks Damn way I. too much. Talks way too much. She's got way too many opinions. Oh, and by the way, don't believe in God. How about that? Now take me on. No, I don't say that. I don't believe in God. I just don't believe that God is doing the play-by-play. I don't. Did you download the app?
Which app? Hallo?
Yeah.
The Mark Wahlberg app?
Yes.
I know Mark Wahlberg from when he was Marky Mark and talked about his...
With no
shirt
on?
Yeah. I have my own relationship with God. We have a good thing going.
But does God want you to have that app?
God wants me to be in a constant state of prayer and meditation,
right,
which is a difficult thing, and I have to constantly work on it. So I'm going to work on that before I download anything.
Right. And I would say this.
But I don't fault people who do.
Download the app.
Absolutely not. Right. Like, if it gets you closer to God, if it makes you feel better, if it gives you a sense of well-being, then absolutely download the app.
To pray
are
with
they,
a,
do are you they think, sponsors of
do you
the
think
show?
There's a, do you think there's a chance that yes. God listens if you do it with a celebrity? Like if you pray alone with a celebrity?
Yes, especially a celebrity child.
Right. What do you mean? You mean Gary Coleman? How do you live? Like, what do you mean celebrity child?
Like someone who is a child and a celebrity, like right now.
Right.
Like there's only a narrow window because God listens to the prayers of children. I believe that. Absolutely. But God really listens to the prayers of famous children.
Who sang about that? Isn't there a song like that?
I don't know.
Let the Whitney Houston.
I believe the children are the future.
Yeah.
Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
So you don't know what I talk about? You don't know what I'm talking about?
Is no idea. But she doesn't say, God listens to prayers of children. Their tiny voices, they inspire him. I don't remember that verse.
I don't even know what you're saying, but I tell you,
a lot of people say I'm the voice of an angel, Brian.
Right? Not can you name them? Can you name any of those people?
There are too many to name.
Okay, fine.
Too many names.
Very good. That's like Trump when asked about the Bible. Favorite passage? Like them all. Like them all. Favorite. Why discriminate?
That's amazing.
Favorite part
two
of the Bible.
Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians.
Right.
2 Corinthians walk into a bar.
By the way. I'm going to stop before we get in trouble.
I thought we already were.
Hey, I'm Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. I hope you will join me every Tuesday and Thursday as we navigate life together and hopefully find ourselves a little bit better on the other side.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
So I find it very interesting. There's people like Bill Maher and Senator Fetterman who obviously realize the Democratic message is broken. Governor Newsom perhaps feels the same way. That's why he has the ridiculous podcast that he's having right now instead of running his state.
Can I tell you what's happening in California? I have not heard back from my insurance adjuster. My house is so damaged. Like, there are people who have completely cleaned out their lots whose homes burned down. And those of us who have damaged homes, like, the EPA won't clean our yards. The Army Corps of Engineers, you know, won't touch what we have. And now I've been ghosted by Geico. My insurance adjuster will no longer get back to me. And it's like, what's the point of having insurance? A lot of people are in that boat. So why isn't the governor tackling that? Why aren't they figuring out the myriad needs of people whose homes and lives and towns have been decimated? Why are you doing a podcast? It keeps me up at night. Like, Karen Bass and Gavin Newsom are so bad at their jobs.
It's unbelievable.
I was talking to a neighbor of mine today whose house burned down. She's still in tears. Like, she is so emotionally traumatized by this. Yes, she got dropped by State Farm. But they have to cover it because the coverage doesn't end until Monday.
So Jake Steinfeld was here too. Yeah. Lost everything. And he had
Body by Jake?
Yeah.
Love that guy.
And he said, oh, he's a great guy. He came out and he said, you know what? He said, I have great insurance. The good thing is I have great insurance. And then the story totally changed. He says, people without insurance are actually getting better treatment as opposed to the people with insurance.
Yeah.
Because they're getting
the insurance companies, they just realize, like, oh, we're just going to stop calling people back.
Right.
And it's like, that's not okay. I have a small pool. It is a toxic waste site. I mean, it was espresso black during the fires because of all the smoke, debris, ash, soot, and lead. And now it has turned bright green because of the algae and God knows what else. And there were two ducks in my pool the other day. And I sent the picture to my daughter. She's like, get them out of the pool. They're going to die. And I'm like, they're ducks. They fly. I can't.
Right. And they didn't put their head in, did they?
I held their heads underwater to teach them a lesson.
This is so wrong. So I've got my original point. Oh, my original point, something much less important. By the way, with Sandy, same thing. Got 3 feet of water. If you might as well have 10 feet, it doesn't matter. It's all ruined. You got to cut the sheetrock out. You got to get rid of the floors because it's all going to buckle. So this is fire. I was, what town are you in? What city?
Pacific Palisades.
Pacific Palisades. Okay, the worst. So
everything around me.
When he showed up, when Gavin Newsom showed up and says, yeah, I'm angry too. Why wasn't the water filled here? Yeah. Why was the reservoir filled? What do you mean you're angry? Nice try. It's your state.
You're the governor.
Yeah, you're the governor, you idiot. And then the mayor, I'm going to get the person who told me to go to Ghana is in trouble.
Yeah, it's so, like the person was you.
Yes.
Like at some point you have
an agency. Can you get her a mirror?
Yes.
So here's what Tim Walz said about what went wrong. I feel like this is such a bad point now. You made so many good personal points. And if I go back to politics.
I'm very brave to be here, Brian. Don't you understand?
Okay, fine. Should I do this anyway?
Yeah, do it. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm just for the record, your personal struggle, much bigger story than politics. Just want to make that.
Well, I mean, my struggle is insignificant compared to the struggle of people I know who have lost everything, who have no help.
But what I'm trying to say is I'm about to do politics now. It makes me look insensitive.
Let's do it. Let's make a right turn.
So here we go. So do Democrats learn their lesson? Cut 34.
We let them define the issue on DEI, and we let them define what woke is. We got ourselves in this mess because we weren't bold enough to stand up and say, you damn right we're proud of these policies. We're going to put them in, and we're going to execute them.
Okay. Have you ever seen a guy with worse instincts than Governor Tim Walz? He says DEI works, we're just not good at defining it.
I mean, Joe Biden was pretty bad.
Right.
Joe Biden was void of many political instincts. Tim Walz is horrible. He should not be a part of the national conversation. Every time he opens his mouth, it's a new punchline and a new meme.
Please know it.
But he is – and I think the only reason – It's like giving Dan Quayle a spelling bee.
Right.
You know, it's like the only reason people put him on stage is so he can say something stupid and they can laugh about it. It was like they used to have Hillary speak everywhere just to ask her about the 2016 election loss because she'd have a meltdown, and it was so much fun to watch.
Right. She has an editorial out today. Hillary Clinton, how much dumber will this get? And puts down the current administration.
Benghazi, Hillary.
Right.
Benghazi.
How did she do with Russia relations? How did that go?
The reset button?
Yeah, that went well.
Ask Sergey Lavrov.
Right.
Who's now laughing in hell.
You could roll with anything. But it's a bit of a challenge. Because I feel like it's impossible to go to break with you. Because I feel like I left something on the table. But I have to do it anyway.
Are we still on the air?
Stand back.
Fox News Audio presents the Fox Nation Investigates podcast, Evil Next Door, exploring the life and crimes of five serial predators from across the United States. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.